Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So many questions after the tragedy outside of Minneapolis yesterday. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is joining us live now on WBEN. You know, Brad, among these questions, it seemed that the shooter had posted a video to YouTube timed for release after what took place inside the church. But, you know, it does raise this question. It was posted before. So even though it wasn't released publicly until after this happened, these videos were uploaded to YouTube before it happened. And it begs the question of how could this not have been seen? Should something have been able to be done beforehand?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. But Brian, think about the hundreds of millions of stuff that's uploaded to YouTube every day. And the idea that YouTube could actually review everything that's put up there is not realistic. Now, through algorithms, could they have maybe caught some of this, perhaps, or maybe caught it later? We just don't know the answer to that. But you can't really rely on social media to be able to, in a timely way, react to the bombardment of stuff that's thrown at them. I'm not excusing them, but I'm just suggesting, that is an area that law enforcement uses to go back to check on things. But, I guess the question with this kid, who really knew what was going on in his head? I mean, you look at these writings and his ramblings on YouTube. I mean, this is another mega troubled kid that was going down a super violent, dark path. And who out there knew that was going on? Maybe nobody, to the extent where they felt obligated to report him. But, this is just another tragedy that I'm not convinced that we could have stopped him. I mean, he got his weapons illegally. So we'll see.
Profiling the shooter is something that people like you do, right, after something like this.
Yeah. And if you look at the writings and the YouTube that I just mentioned, I mean, it gives you a clear picture. So many variables are a common theme with mass shooters, and one being the worship / glorification of other mass shootings. I mean, he talks about Anders Breivik, who killed, what, 60, 70 kids in Norway 10-plus years ago. He in particular likes Adam Lanza, the shooter at Sandy Hook, and makes some comment about how great it is to kill kids. What's interesting is that the kids that Lanza killed would be roughly the same age of the kids that that this shooter killed. So, you know, the school plays into it. I said yesterday early on, I said, I'll be surprised if he doesn't have some connection to the school. Well, it turns out that he'd been a student there. His mother used to work there. And, you know, this is something that's been building up for a long time. I'd be, again, surprised if he hasn't spent a lot of time alone where these guys can justify and rationalize their dark impulses. And, you know, sadly, yesterday he acted on them.
Another thing that has kind of come to light, and I think a lot of people, especially here in Western New York, if you have experience with a Catholic school, will have noticed something similar. Schools, Catholic schools, public schools all across the country have become fortresses. You know, hard to get in or out. The security is immense. You know, whether that's for better or worse is a different topic. But, I mean, that's true of just about every school across the country. But in Catholic schools, there is one exception, and that's when the kids go to Mass, which is typically a weekday Mass open to the public. And it is now, I think, kind of striking a lot of people as odd as, well, we're protecting these kids, you know, putting them in the school. It's locked down all day long and making this one exception for bringing them into an open church. Do you think that is going to be revisited?
Well, probably. I think this school in particular said they'll have, you know, armed security folks at the school. Now, but, you know, break that down, Brian. I mean, he didn't go in the school. I mean, there was some indication that at some point he went into the church, but they didn't find any shell casings. So it would suggest that if he's in the church, he did all the shooting from outside the church. I don't know how you defense against somebody who stands out on a public sidewalk or parking lot and takes three weapons and just starts ripping through the stained glass windows. I mean, that's pretty, you know, are you going to put up bulletproof glass in every window at the church? Probably not. Not realistic, too expensive, et cetera. So, I don't know. I get your point. But you know, churches, schools, et cetera, I mean, they're not designed to be fortresses. And they're always fairly porous about how you can get into them. You know, was that his intent to go inside? Who knows? But, you know, he clearly had the time to fire three weapons. I don't know if he reloaded, but he fired a lot of rounds in the 2 to 3 minutes that this went on before he took his own life.
Right. Being investigated as a case of domestic terrorism and a hate crime against the Catholic Church, what do you think about that?
Well, I realize the FBI director said that. I don't know. We'll have to see what there is to support that. I mean, if you look again, all I can go on is his ramblings that he's written, that he's all over the place. I mean, he's anti-Semitic, he's a white supremacist, he's a neo-Nazi. He's all of these things that you see commonly in these mass shootings. Did he commit this crime because of the, you know, the religious orientation of these kids? You know, my guess is the answer to that is no. But we'll see. But, you know, keep in mind, it's all after the fact. The shooter's dead, so there's nobody to prosecute. Well, it'd be nice to know, sure. But we'll know, I think, more details as the next 2 or 3 days move on. Obviously, they can be much freer about what they talk about because there's nobody to prosecute. You know, unless there's some component to this, like did somebody help him get the weapons? But the police are pretty straightforward that he bought all the weapons illegally, and you know, that tends to be the norm in most of these mass shooters.
Well, Brad, thank you for the time this morning. Always appreciate it. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst with us live here looking at the tragedy that unfolded yesterday in Minneapolis.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.